Welcome to another installment of Gas Money. This is a special episode. We call our two-man can. So yes, I'm going to introduce y'all to the hostess with the mostest. Pause. Tune 100.
Yo, 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 yo. It's your boy Tune 100 in the building. And unfortunately, Chubbs isn't here to join us today, so I can't introduce the dude to the left of me. But I can introduce the dude that's posted up on the square above me, which is AG. What up, my boy?
What's going on? You ever seen that show Hollywood Squares?
Yeah.
What was that about?
I think it was like some tic-tac-toe questioning game. You ask a person a question that's in a square that you want to occupy, and then if you get it right or wrong, you get an X or an O. I believe so. I think so.
I don't know. You know, just a random thought. I feel like I'm on Hollywood Squares, and I realize I'm a poser because I don't know what Hollywood Squares is.
Honestly, I know exactly what you're talking about, and it's definitely similar to what's going on. There's definitely somebody above you, below you, and to left or right.
But, so we potting remotely right now. So the energy is going to be a little different. It's going to be the same feeling because, you know, we professionals and shit. But
yes, sir.
It's a little different, man. You know, it's like an ISO. Like, I'm by myself.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know if I'm more comfortable or less comfortable because, like, I've been like a room by myself. I feel like I'm actually doing I don't even know if I want to shout them out, but I feel like I'm doing one of those interviews where the person's not in the room.
Oh, yeah. I don't be wearing drawers when I do that.
I literally could be doing anything right now as I'm talking on this.
Yeah, what I normally do is I wear a suit on top. And I'm butt ass on the bottom. I feel like I'm in power. I'm in control.
Or I actually do the opposite. I wear nothing up top. Everything at the bottom. Make you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, nah, that's a power move too. What's up with this nigga?
Think this nigga is naked.
My man, the camera's on. So Chubbs is he's doing some marketing research. He's actually, like, Drake called him up. Man. He called every chub in the world. Like, yo, we got something to handle.
I think it better be careful because Ack is in that building, too.
Yeah, them two niggas bumping T-shirts going to be like the Spider-Man meme. He's going to be pointing. What do you mean? I know you, bro. Where you know me, bro?
Oh man.
But yeah, let's just cut straight to the chase, man. It's a lot of dissing going on, son. But before we start, I want to kind of comment on the J. Cole apology. Because last week I came in very emotional talking about how hip hop is back. Yeah. And I was very proud of J. Cole, Drake, and Kendrick for like restoring the feeling. So from a rapper's perspective, how do you feel about J. Cole walking back his diss track?
As a hip hop fan, I'm extremely disappointed. You know, obviously because what we have seen over these last 48 hours, actually maybe not even 48 hours, like 24 hours with the Drake diss record and Rick Ross and people bits and pieces, what diss came from where and how this all started. The sport of hip hop, which is the dissing and being competitive, is honestly what I live for. This last 24 hours of hip hop has been like entertaining, like wrestling at its peak. That's what this last 24 hours has felt like to me. So
The Rock, Stone Cold, and even old ass Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, all in one room.
Undertaker, Kane. Shout out Bobby Lashley. Niggas don't know about Bobby Lashley.
Fuck yeah. What was that nigga like an Olympic, like a, what was he, like a wrestler or some shit like
that?
Yeah,
definitely.
Oh, no, maybe in a military. So it was something. So,
yeah, he was something that wasn't like fake. To piggyback on that, from a consumer standpoint, I agree with you. I was extremely disappointed in J. Cole. I almost took away his Queens card. Like, I almost was like, nah, that's a Fayetteville, Fayetteville ass nigga, country pumpkin apologizing after stepping on nigga's shoe shit. My fault, player. my bad. I ain't like that. But then, as a man, though, I could relate to that because when something just don't feel right in your spirit, especially like, I don't think any of these niggas is really friends, but J. Cole and Kendrick and Drake kind of came in the same era, so they're always going to have like a tie to each other. And from what I got from J. Cole, he's like, "Dog, I really don't got a problem with Kendrick." So like, saying his music is trash when I know it's not trash, it's just disingenuous. And I think you made a good point in our group chat when you were speaking to Brother Godfrey about it. Like, yo, me and you, Godfrey, we got like this little, you know, I don't even know what to call it. Like, y'all got a like a little rivalry, right? But we all know that y'all respect each other. So, like you said, if you would have said, "Nah, Godfrey, you a failed football player," we all, you know, you don't feel that about him.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Like, if that's the way the beef is, you had to say that, and so I get J. Cole on some like, "Nah, this ain't right." Like, but where I don't understand him, he's spent the last like 5 years telling niggas that none of y'all can rap with me.
Yeah,
and he was right up until today. I mean, up until the apology.
My apology, because
he was, every feature, smoking it. He's rapping with everybody. He wasn't ducking nobody's, you know, and he wanted to be the number one rapper. Like, that's all he kind of wanted. And to me, he kind of stepped on his own momentum by apologizing.
Yeah.
What he could have done was he could have said, like, "Yo, honestly, I take back the part that I think your shit is garbage, but you still can't rap with me, Kendrick," and just left it at that. But
I think that's honestly the approach he should have did. Like you said, who knows if these guys is friends or not? Which actually, I'm not gonna lie, I've been so. This is what I love about hip hop, honestly, is that like this last week, I can't remember the last time I actually went on YouTube and went to try to like solve the mystery behind who said what or why. Yeah, this shit a third. So before I lose my train of thought, like, I felt like whatever J. Cole said on stage honestly could have been like said through a phone call or whatever. Because I get in the heat of the moment, heat of the battle. You're gonna resort to calling somebody music whack. You got more money than them. You got more girls than them. Obviously, J. Cole and Kendrick, they're not gonna rap about having more money or more women than the other rappers. So obviously, they're gonna resort to like, "Yo, you niggas can't like fuck with me on this actually bar shit." But overall, what I was thinking when he was apologizing, it was just like, you didn't really cross the line. Like, you may have twisted a lie. Like, I mean, maybe twisted the truth.
But
like, but you didn't, like, you know, you didn't say anything about his family. You didn't, like, violate, in my opinion. But also, what to piggyback off what you said, I respect the whole, you know, if something doesn't sit right with you, as a man, you should be able to speak your truth and be like, "You know what? That wasn't right for me to say that. So I apologize to you as like, you know, as an artist, as a person." But to also continue on what I'm saying before I forget on the next point is that actually I found out that J. Cole, if you probably remember the timeline or not, J. Cole popped before Kendrick.
100%.
So Kendrick, J. Cole was on the J. Cole was on the XXL cover with J-Rock.
Yeah.
And that's where he met Kendrick. Apparently there was a show or something in LA. J. Cole went and then he seen him perform and he was fucking with him like, "Oh, nah, this nigga's nice," type shit. And actually introduced himself to Kendrick, like came to Kendrick. This is what I heard, obviously. Like, I was
it's all here, sir.
But so I think it's Section 80, which like when he starts taking off, J. Cole made the beat High Power.
Really?
Yeah. They were supposed to work on a joint mixtape together. Yeah. Long story short, they obviously are just more than rap competitors, because apparently for the beginning part of their careers, they actually was working together. J. Cole supplied them with some beats, some pivotal beats in his career.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably what also led to the public apology.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Now let me ask you a question. If you Kendrick, do you swing back?
Oh hell yeah, 100%, nigga. Come on, man. Come on, son. Come on, man. I'm Kung Fu Kenny. I ain't gonna lie, man. Out of all of this, I think Kendrick has the most to gain.
Yeah.
And the least to lose.
I agree.
And the least to lose. So I think That nigga might as well just punch as hard as he can until he don't feel like punching no more, honestly.
I honestly think I give J. Cole one bar, bro. Because his real smoke has never been for Cole. He's just been like, you standing too close to that nigga, so you're going to get shot at. And the nigga in question is, you know, Drizzy Drake Rogers. That's the...
Yeah, that's the guy right there. That's
the guy.
But see, my thing is, though, maybe one bar. Maybe one bar. But I don't know, man. This guy's from Cali, man.
What that mean?
That means something. That means something. You gotta be out here. Them niggas out there squabbling.
Yeah, you gotta teach him how to squabble.
Teach your man how to squabble, bro.
Where's that nigga at?
That nigga
from Far Rock.
I was about to say, that's exactly how he's back to being normal, man. That's a fucking
He can't turn that shit off. I'm Jackie walking around somewhere still doing that shit.
Watch me. I'm gonna post if I really get nice with this editing, I'm gonna post a clip of that nigga talking regular on set of Snowfall.
Wait, where the bitches in the titties? Yeah, that nigga's valid. Shout out my man, though.
I'm actually currently rewatching that series now, man.
Nah, that's just phenomenal.
It's really a good one.
It's phenomenal. But, so, you know, the topic at hand is Drake, Ross,
Metro,
Future, and Kendrick is just somewhere like Darkwing Duck sitting in the shadow, like biding his time. Right. You know what would be funny if Kendrick never responds, like says anything. I think that would suck.
That would actually be hilarious.
But they would be funny if he's on, like, next time we hear him, he's rapping on some like regular, like
yeah, like nothing ever happened.
Like nothing ever happened.
Like working on Black Panther 2 to yeah, soundtrack.
Exactly. Like he's on some shit like that. But now, like, so let's start. Let me not bury the lead. So Drake's rollout for his diss track is the weirdest rollout I've ever seen.
I think you're about to go exactly to where I was wondering. So can you elaborate?
So first, it gets leaked. And people can't decide whether it's real or not for like the first 2 hours. That should be online.
Yeah.
The beat was weird. The niggas are saying it's AI.
Yeah.
And then how did it get confirmed? Was it not DJ Academic?
So this is how I know I've been more involved in hip hop than I've been in a long time, is that I work Saturdays. So I'm driving around and for some reason I'm on YouTube. Usually I'm not scrolling through YouTube randomly at work, especially you know the job I have.
Yeah.
So for some reason, as I click on YouTube, like at DJ Academic's live stream comes up. So he's breaking down the AI version of the song. And he's like, you know, playing into it like, oh, I don't know if this shit is real or not, blah, 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 blah. Maybe 30 minutes into his shit, he says he gets an email from somebody saying, yo, turn that shit off. This is the real one. The real one plays. Like, Drake is obviously clearer. It's obviously mixed and mastered. The beat is, the production's way better. So I will give Academics the credit because I literally seen him going from playing the one that we all heard to playing the official one. And that was the first thing I've seen. The first version I heard, well, the first clean version I heard was from Ack.
So Ack is now somebody.
I think
he's it.
Yeah, I think he's probably like the gatekeeper.
He's full.
Well, when it comes, is it him or Kai?
No, it can't be Kai.
Drake put a Kai bar in there.
Yeah, but I didn't think that was a positive thing. I wasn't a big up. He said some shit like, y'all niggas is on Kai Cenat. Come on now. Like, that's how I took the bar. Why rap music is so fire. I wanted to ask you about a specific bar, but not to get ahead of ourselves, but Savage wiped you down. What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
Since it wiped you down, Savage wiped you down.
Yeah, like, I don't be know. Yeah, that's where, like, that's another thing. This nigga Ack was literally breaking this shit down. And this is where I kind of, I'm not gonna lie. It's important to have a hype man. Because if you remember in the chat, I wrote in the chat and said, this ain't fucking with back to back. This nigga Ack was playing that shit, bro. He ran it back about 100 times, like Flex. Mm-hmm. And he's hyping this nigga shit up. He's learning the words that he's playing this shit. Yeah. And by the 10th minute of him running it back and forth, I'm like, nah, this shit may be better than back to back.
So Drake clearly has a format for his diss records, and he wants them to be songs.
Yeah, 100%.
That shit had a hook.
Yeah. I guess it's that drop. That's another thing this nigga Ak was saying. I'm telling you, bro, y'all two niggas have a conversation. He was like, is that a bridge or a hook, that drop and give me 50 part?
Nah, that's a hook. It can't be a bridge because it happened more than one time. Mm. Like, a bridge usually happens like once, maybe twice in a record. And yeah. I don't think it's usually the same thing. Like, yeah. That was a hook, like back to back. That's a hook, too. Yeah, it's the same thing. Going back to back.
It definitely do got a format
going
to
back
it.
Back to back.
So you think that everything that happened, that's not a coincidence. That's the rollout.
I think it's a rollout, nigga.
So we saying Drake leaked it.
Yeah. And you know Drake, why? You know why I think he leaked it?
Why?
Because The Weeknd said some shit like something, you got leaks in your camp. And he was like, oh, I got leaks in my camp. Watch this. Leak the bullshit. Seen how people felt about it.
Yeah.
And then he just touched it up in the spots. Because I heard that he changed a couple bars.
Yeah, he changed a couple bars.
So he touched it up in a couple spots that niggas thought was weak. And he dropped it again. And was like, hey, this is it. But has Drake posted anything outside of the like memes?
On the grant? Yeah, nah. Besides memes, nah. Oh, so nah. So today he posted, I guess, you know, the what Rick Ross said about him having the fake nose,
yeah,
or whatever. He posted up a little conversation between him and his mom. His mom was asking him like, "Yo, I'm seeing on the internet that you got a nose job." And he's like, "Nah, ma. Like, if I was gonna get a nose job, I would have took you with me."
Yeah, two for one shit. I've seen that. So Drake hasn't posted this shit, the song, anywhere. Like how he did with back to back. Like he had the album art.
Yeah, nah.
That's interesting.
Somebody did post something though and say it's supposed to be on streaming websites, and then some dude at Spotify said, "Oh, really? On some Doughboy shit." so I don't know. This is why, like, you know, sometimes I got this conspiracy of like nothing in hip hop is like, you know, by chance. Something.
Nah, hell no. There's too much money involved.
I'm like, a lot of this shit has to be plays and shit like that. Because, my nigga, when you think about it, J. Cole is on Metro and Future's the second album, the part two.
Yeah.
So it's like, you feel me? It's like, how much of this shit is like...
That nigga knew he was going to apologize? when they recording these verses,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what changes the game too, where like these niggas could really record a song today and release the shit today. And when we was growing up, probably had to make whatever diss track he had for Ja Rule probably a month or two in advance just to put it out whenever he wanted to put it out.
Yeah, like,
it's crazy.
It's so much easier to be strategical now because of social media and just technology.
Yeah.
Like
well, imagine I have to wait to diss somebody when the next fucking Source magazine comes out, bro.
Yeah, nah.
Like, come on, bro. That's pretty crazy.
But people are hungry for blood, man. Blood is in the water. Rick, speaking of Ross, he dissed Drake back. Even though he dissed Drake first. So to me, like, this is his first time dissing Drake on paper. On wax, sorry.
Yeah.
How'd you feel about Ross's diss?
I had to listen to it like more than twice because out of everybody involved, like he had the most like I gotta sit here and like pay attention type verse or verses. So I kind of missed a lot. And honestly, his hardest hitting stuff was when he was talking. So it was kind of like one of those
cheap on the outro
diss records. Yeah. So it's kind of like. Like, yeah, you rapping, but I don't really hear the diss in the raps. I hear the diss in the talking. So it's like you could have kind of like did that with a tweet or an Instagram post or something.
So what I got from Ross's shit is he's upset about a cease and desist Drake has sent to French.
Yeah.
Like the time, like you said, bro, the timing of this shit is just so weird. It's like niggas waited to see Drake take a punch and then started jumping him. So that's why I honestly think Kendrick might wait because he don't want to be lumped in. He want, like, Kendrick is probably like, I want my own diss track. I don't want to be on a diss track when you dissing.
Yeah,
Ross, Metro, yeah. Nigga told Metro shut up and fucking make some drunk.
I was proud of Drake.
I was about to say that. Like, I have really low expectations for Drake in the terms of, now I try to call Meek Mill a slouch, but yeah. I thought Kendrick was gonna put two bullet holes through that nigga after that BET performance 12 years ago. That jokes on you, high five. Yeah. But like, I thought Drake had nothing for that. Like, you know, he don't want. But he clearly is making quick work of these little niggas, and not to call Ross a little nigga, not to call Metro a little nigga, but he's not. I'm proud of Drake. I'm not a Drake fan. I think Drake's music is, you know, integral in my life in terms of when we was outside, Drake was the guy, and I can't take that away from him. But in my spare time, I don't really listen to Drake's music like that, like his fans do. But he's really like proven me that even though he's on top and he has the most to lose, he's not gonna cower. The Pusha T shit is always gonna be a chink in his armor because he literally went on LeBron's show and was on some like, nah, Pusha T punched me too hard type shit. Like, why you making fun of my mans? Like, that was whack. Yeah. And people let him slide on that, so that we gotta let J. Cole slide on the apology. That's what I'm saying. Because J. Cole's apology made more sense to me than, nah, this nigga made fun of my friend, so I'm not rapping with him no more.
Like, yeah, I can't wait to see that nigga.
Yeah, like, what are you gonna do, bro?
Yeah, like, yeah, come on, man. Yeah.
But nah, I'm definitely proud of Drake. He's definitely showing that I ain't to be played with. But I don't know, man. I think Kendrick is waiting. Kendrick wants his own moment. And
I think he has to respond sooner than later, only because like Drake was very personal. Like, he hit him with the whole, you know, let's see what your contract look like.
Yeah.
How you a big stepper, you like small in stature.
Yep.
You know, shit like that. I mean, like, I know you also had a bar about his music, like his last shit breaking. I really don't like folk. Those type of bars when it comes to music and me being like a rapper nigga that pays attention, you gotta be a juggernaut to like have a great release date. So I kind of really just go for your body of music over the record sales. But yeah, there was certain shit I feel like he has to, maybe not a whole diss song, but you know, if he has something that's coming now, or if he's doing a verse for somebody, I think you got to throw at least, you know.
He mentioned his wife, too.
Did he?
Yeah, he said something about Whitney. His wife's name is Whitney.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, niggas are saying that he was talking about Whitney Houston, but we know he's a rapper.
Yeah. I'm about to say, I'll give it to Drake. It's definitely some slick shit there.
Yeah.
And I didn't believe that him and Future had beef, but.
Oh, yeah.
I guess, yeah.
It's real.
I thought it was just some play on record sales. Hey, yeah, let's make them believe that Future and Drake ain't cool.
Yeah, nah. It's interesting, man. I'm going to say Ross can't fuck with Drake because Drake, all he has to keep saying is, I got more money than you. And all of your best records, I'm like the nigga on there.
Yeah.
Like, there's no debate there. J. Cole's out. Future and Metro, I still think they're going to bar up Drake, but I don't know if it's ever going to be really like as big as it was the first time. Because I don't know if I want to hear Future dissing a nigga that's richer than him.
Yeah, I don't think.
Like, what is his name?
Unless he fucking, what's that song that they got together? The Wait For You? Unless he just hit him with a bunch of like, hey, you a soft ass nigga, a bunch of bars, like, I be fucking all your bitches type shit. Or like,
I don't think that works either.
You know, they saw,
because Drake is just so cool at being that. Like, he makes me
like, he's so real. Yeah,
like, I was listening to his verse on that 4Bat song, and I think that's when Drake is at his best, when he's simping. Mm. And he's on some, like, I know, like, you not with me right now, like, on some, like, Dirty Mac and shit. Like, that's, like, his bag. He's the best Dirty Mac of all time. That Marvin's Room shit, that 4Bat shit, even on the Wait For You shit, like, that's when Drake is in his bag. Yeah. He's on some begging shit. Like, like a nigga you with, you can't do what I can do. Keith Sweat shit. Yeah, like, as Drake in his back. So if Future try to pocket him in that little corner, he's just gonna be better at like,
yeah,
like yeah. You might...
honestly, I think Drake and Kendrick are the only niggas that can really stand alone. And J. Cole up to a certain point, but he bowed out. But like,
yeah, bowed
I think
out,
the
yeah.
I think the rest of these niggas, like if the whole industry was against Drake, or like all our favorite rappers was against Drake, I think Drake could survive. I don't think any of these other niggas could do that.
If no, like, you know, if those were ain't gonna be no more hit records. Like Drake. Niggas ain't gonna have that Drake stimulus no more.
Yeah. That's gonna be tough for niggas.
I wanna see who's the next guy.
I was thinking about
who's
that.
Who's the Drake replacement? Who they gonna get?
I'ma tell you right now, if I was a nigga up and coming, like if I just got my deal today, I would still walk into that record label and be like, yo, blow half of my budget on getting a Drake feature. I don't care what you get that nigga the song.
But if I'm Drake, ain't no more favors.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas gonna have to figure it out without me.
Yeah,
that's what I'm doing.
That's tough.
I'm gonna just sign niggas. Yeah. Like he signed a four batch nigga.
Yeah.
It's gonna be 104 batch featuring Drake.
Yeah,
like how Little Baby came out.
Yeah,
Cartier Classic, nigga, Pikachu. Yeah. Like, we got like four of them songs in a row. Like,
I ain't gonna lie. I think Drake, he should do that thing. He should be like,
they gotta hire me, son. Yeah. I told you, Cardi B would be Wendy Williams if I was in her pocket, and Drake would be the fucking Don Dada. Every song is gonna be like, yo, what's it missing?
Yeah.
Every song you'll hear on the radio is going to be missing something, and it's going to be Drake. That's what it's going to be. It's like, I can hear the Drake verse right here. If I'm Drake, I do some Lil Wayne shit. I start remixing everybody's shit, put my verse on. And that's what the song's supposed to sound like. And put my nigga four bats on the back of a vocals. And that's
niggas, if that nigga, see, that'll be, that's hip hop.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because like, you telling me Jay-Z wouldn't do the same thing?
Yeah. I remember what 50 was like. I remember Wayne was doing that. Like, you know,
yeah, like, this is me. Like, this is my summer.
And I'm going to put this shit out for free, by the way. Those shits was free.
Exactly. Fuck it. I don't even need the money. I'm rich on all y'all niggas. That nigga said Ross is doing fucking
proms and shit. I'm telling you, I'm
proud of Drake. And you know what's gonna happen, right? I'm gonna give Drake all this like good press, and as soon as this podcast ends, Kendrick diss track is gonna drop, and he gonna expose Drake for liking little girls, and I'm gonna have to come over here and walk that whole I'm proud of Drake shit back.
You gonna have to play J. Cole's apology for yourself.
Yeah, exactly. It sit right with my spirit.
I'm gonna go right to chat GPT and write my apology right on there.
I'm telling you, man, because Drake, man, shout him out. I'm proud of him. I do want to talk about the possibilities now. So if you're Kendrick, you hearing all of this, what is your angle on dissing Drake? He mentioned your girl too. He can say anything now.
I mean, like you said, like you really can't hit him with the soft nigga shit, because he plays into that well. You can't really fuck with him on the money. You just, I don't know, you really gonna have to just like outwitty that. You're gonna have to like out hip hop that nigga, maybe, because like Drake's only thing that he really don't got is the respect of his peers. So like you gotta hit him with the just, I'ma just out hip hop you. I'ma just try to have the best bars, the best metaphors, the best similes, and I'ma try to have the best production. Like I'ma make this shit sound like a Black Panther soundtrack. Type shit. Like I'm gonna make this shit a masterpiece. So like in 10 years, niggas is gonna be listening to this shit and they're gonna be like, oh shit, this was a diss record or this was a diss album. So whatever. So I think that's the only way he beats him, honestly. Which I don't think is, and I don't even think that's hard. I think that's like a free throw for that nigga, honestly.
Yeah.
I think Drake is taking three pointers right now.
Yeah. He kind of has to.
I think Kendrick could win this with just at the line.
Yeah. Straight up, bully that nigga on some.
Yeah.
You a Jew. Like, no disrespect, but
I'm a black Hebrew Israelite. I'm a real Jew.
If we saw him, like, that make it bad.
I'm telling you.
I'm like, why y'all let this nigga even eat in this culture type
yeah,
shit?
If Kendrick turned that water on, but the problem with that is, when you turn that water on, you can't turn it off.
Yeah, you gotta
stand on that for the rest of your life.
You gotta
stand on that for the rest of your life. You gotta start looking at other niggas too on some like you can't rap.
You say Cali, like, yeah, son, you too, nigga. You can't
exactly. Sir, niggas is gonna make the whole shit uncomfortable. Like he go shit in the pool. That's what it's gonna feel like. Niggas gonna be like, now we all gotta get out the water, sir. It's over. Shit not even fun no more.
Yeah.
But as Ross fake trying to do it with that shit.
Yeah, you don't even want to be a nigga.
Yeah. White boy.
Niggas with a chill, man. You get Michael Rappaport in here.
Yeah, he start talking.
He don't like that shit.
Yeah, he start calling niggas a horse face. They get racial. It's not even rapping, but niggas gonna start. The brands gonna start pulling their brands out.
It's gonna be right back to the '80s when this shit started, bro. Yep.
Niggas start rapping like the hippie. I'm out. Niggas start talking like that. Hip hop with no endorsement. I'm out of here.
Oh man.
Yeah, but now Kendrick. Let's see what he got, man. Let's see what he got going on.
This is an interesting time, man.
Oh, I love it, man.
This shit actually it put a smile on my face. I was I was listening to the academic stream, and I was like, I was just like listening to his responses to shit, like how hype he was. I give it to that nigga. That nigga definitely made me love that song with this record, cause that nigga was going crazy. But yeah, now hip hop, it's in a good space right now. If he can continue to stay this competitive, and I'm glad I haven't heard no bars of like, yeah, now when I see you, I'm gonna punch you in your face type shit. I was actually happy about.
Yeah, that. It's the culture has grown. Yeah. We outgrew that. But I'm gonna tell you who's on that though. Quavo.
Oh yeah. Speaking of this,
Chris Brown.
Niggas almost forgot.
Hey. Them niggas.
And the pretty niggas is beefing now too, man.
All of this is about a woman that don't want either though.
Karrueche?
Yeah. That's what this whole shit is about.
My man's Hollywood told me one time that Karrueche really built like that. He don't know personally, like he never been with, but he looked at her in the picture, he said, yeah, Karrueche built like that. I don't know what he meant by that, but if you got two of these niggas, like you got Chris Brown, who I think is like still one of those niggas that he walk into a room.
Every girl
in there want him. Quavo. Yeah. I think the same thing for him. Like, he's a rapper nigga. Well, I don't even got to explain that. But
yeah,
for these niggas to be caught up over this woman and beefing, like, she must be built like that, like my man says.
I ain't rolling with that nigga. I think it's pride.
Yeah?
It's straight up, that girl was mine. You knew she was mine. And you can't talk to her.
Niggas hit her with that lover.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what I get from man. Quavo's like, we can swap it out. I don't give a fuck about that. You talking about tender ass nigga, cocaine ass nigga, backflip ass nigga. So, personally, if they get into a physical altercation, which I can see it happening between them two easily, they'd be too close. them niggas was sitting right next to each other at one event. Another event, they both had a basketball team in there, and this nigga. Chris Brown was calling him a pussy like 2 years in a row type shit. He was like, tell that nigga Quavo come out here, pussy, twice. Did that shit 2 years in a row. So I feel like they're going to bump into each other. And I'm going to tell you right now, if the Migos take another L, Quavo got to shoot that nigga. I don't want that to happen, obviously. But it's going to be a bad look.
Niggas don't be playing with Offset. How about that?
That's not true.
Hold on, I don't want to be added some fuel to the fire, but then Offset going 42 dog pockets.
That's not what I heard. I heard.
All right. I heard
he tried to, and they wasn't going for that.
Man, I'm telling you,
42 dog is actually 4 foot tall.
Yeah, how you digging that nigga pocket, right? Without getting uppercut.
That nigga
sit down.
Yeah. That nigga was sitting Indian style tapping that nigga pocket. Get the fuck out of here. Man, but what did happen to Offset was I heard them niggas in Atlanta, little baby and them 4PF niggas. Had that nigga there you go, man. Running, had him running over a desk game.
Who your sources, man? Niggas?
Niggas, you know. Who knows?
But I tell you, let us in the game, man. I've been knocking at the door for some years.
Yeah, nah, I want some nigga to touch my pocket. I'll put one of these rap niggas on 2 t-shirts. Yeah, like at this insane night. The fuck? Nah, but Chris Brown's beating the shit out of Quavo.
We had this conversation before. He said if a nigga could do a backflip, he wouldn't fight him.
Yeah, he's gonna win. He's definitely gonna win. That nigga do a backflip. Come on, that means he can put his whole body in reverse. Like he don't need no equipment to do that. I don't think
he could win in a fight, but I think he's. I mean, maybe not now. These niggas are both rich, but I think Quavo at his most desperate is way more gangster than Chris Brown at his most desperate. If that makes sense, like.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Like, let's say the money's gone. If the money's gone and these niggas got to win that fight to get back to their status in society, I think Quavo's willing to take it.
Yeah, he'll bite a nigga. Yeah, I see that. Tell him. Yeah, I see him doing that. But yeah, the Migos need a W. They need one.
Yeah, yeah.
Chris Brown got to be it, so be it.
Nah, that's what I'm saying, bro. The Migos is definitely a important part of my transitioning from young man to adult. Yeah. Them niggas had a classic record that changed my party life.
Yeah, nah, they definitely was bugging the fuck out. Bad and Bougie. Them niggas is bugging out. But that's not the only beef though.
Who else we got?
We got Ice Spice telling bitches they flopping. Not even the fart.
She was talking a lotto.
You know she was talking a lotto, nigga. Come on now.
This is the shit I don't like. Unless it's one of those, since we've been talking about wrestling, if this is a bra and panty match, then yeah, let's get to it. But I don't like when two female artists be battling about who's selling and who's not selling.
Nah, come on now.
It's like it's come on.
What you want them to beef about? Who got the best pussy? Like
yeah. Nah. I want it to be like who's the big like you're not a slut like that. That's not good for the culture, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, who's gonna that's not good that? For that's not good for both teams that. Lose. That's trash.
Whoever they trying to prove a point to, that's who wins.
First of all, none of them bitches beating Sexy Red with the hope shit. Oh, actually, no, nah, I'm wrong. Sukiyana's the number one. Oh, nobody's beating her with the hope shit. Nobody's willing to go that far. She's willing to take it.
Yeah, she's definitely willing to take it.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. They don't want to see her. That's number one. But between them two, it's Ice Spice.
You think so?
Ice Spice wins.
I kind of got a thing about like
in the clubs like, in the streets, like, Ice Spice
yeah,
wins.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. Easily. In the club in the streets.
Let's just slap.
Yeah,
let's just slap everywhere you go.
And honestly, I don't know why people don't give Lotto that type of you know that love.
She doesn't get the slaps.
Nah,
she's a better rapper. She's definitely a better rapper, but she don't got the slaps.
Yeah, like, she. Yeah.
It's the music. The music is caca.
Damn.
It's that New York shit, bro. When you from New York,
yeah, I think that's what it is.
You just the lingo. You can't be when I munch.
Nah, I think you right, bro. Cause that new record, that Cash Cobain shit, bro.
Yeah,
it's like I didn't see it going this far, but I think you're right. Yeah, like if you New York,
yeah, we got it, bro. It's coming back.
What's to it? Yeah,
Atlanta shit is looking quiet. It's coming back, nigga. Shout out Ice Spice for holding the town down.
I ain't gonna lie. She definitely kept this shit afloat.
She's not letting no fucking country valley white girl tell her shit. Bitch, you a fart. You not even a fart. Come on now. That's some lingo right there. bitch is a flop. I ain't beefing with no flopping ass bitch. And you got Nicki putting her fucking whole foot and ankle and kneecap inside Cardi B's ass. That shit is over with. Nicki won. Nicki might have lost the battle, like the first battle.
Yeah.
Because that Grammy shit, I know it hurts her. I know that got to hurt. I would be tight. I don't even give a fuck about a Grammy, but Cardi B's Grammy nominee. Yeah, Nicki can't even get in the fucking door.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But nah, the reason why to me Nicki's winning is because her shows is body and shit. And the women that she, like, that ride for her, she got them looking all right, too. She had Katie got bands out there. She had Bia. You know, I love Bia. Bia's out there. She had JT going.
Katie got bands out there?
Yeah.
From Chicago.
From Chicago. Drillery Clinton, nigga. She had it in.
Oh, now you know your shit. You
know your shit. Bro. I'm from the culture, nigga. I know what's going on.
Your shit. That's funny.
She had her out there. She had her. She had all of them on stage. It was JT, Bia, Katie, Akbar, and there's one other girl that tried to fight Cardi B last year too.
That's a shot. She had Akbar out there.
Yep.
Oh, come on, that's a cheap shot, man.
I'm telling you, she had the whole
Akbar be going that Cardi crazy. Like,
yeah, she had the whole squad up there, and then Bia dropped two songs that same weekend. One of them was dissing Cardi B.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I like this shit.
I'm telling you.
See, this is the shit. I couldn't really find my niche with the drill shit because I ain't have no ops. But I could definitely diss a rapper.
Yeah, that shit just is like.
I could diss a rapper.
What the fuck? I just can't rap with me.
Yeah, I could do that. I could do that.
And my man punch you in your head. That's all you got to say. You don't even got to say you going to do anything. You got my man's to do it. My man punching you in your head. What you gonna do? From New York. Yo, you just gotta let him know from New York.
It's lit now. See, this is my shit right here. I can get in here.
I'm telling you, it's something happened, man. When the clips popped off, everybody was on demon time, bro. Because JT and Carisha was beefing on Twitter.
Yeah, I saw that too.
They pieced it up, though. But they was both on some like, nah, you hating on me. Them two songs is about me. I don't know what's going on.
I definitely saw that. Glorilla too. Glorilla.
Oh, Glorilla and JT. It was going
right in the clips. The clips turned black people crazy.
Yeah, we're supposed to get powers. I think just hate each other. Then somebody was telling Cardi B, you can't say niggas. And she started on some like, yo, chill, dog. And then Ice Spice got in there. She was on some like,
yeah.
Cardi B, I got a black parent. So I can say nigga. And Cardi B was on some like, yo, post that picture we got together. And Ice Spice posted it. And they both did the Dominican salute, and that was it. they got some shit that they say when they try to tell them, like, yo, chill out. It was like Dios mio, some shit like that. They both posted it. I was like, all right. My business. Then Bia, after Bia dropped her diss track, Cardi B's team was on something like, nah, you Italian. What the fuck you saying, nigga?
Oh, damn.
Yeah, then she posted her grandpa, her grandpappy. Yeah, I tell you, it's getting crazy out here.
That's why I love hip-hop, bro, because, like, out of hip-hop, motherfuckers try to, like, get as far away from being black as possible. Yeah. Once you step foot in this,
you better post something. I know somebody. You better. Black. That Italian Puerto Rican shit ain't gonna fly, Bia. You better show them your pappy. You show them grandpappy. That nigga look like every black person I ever seen.
He didn't even look
Puerto Rican. Like, you fucking fishing for catfish in that picture that she posted. I was like,
most black picture of all time.
Yeah, that nigga look like you was sitting in a bar on a boat on some catfish shit. We gonna fry these motherfuckers up.
And just imagine if all these labels have this all mapped out.
Nah, like, I'm not giving them that much credit.
Imagine that, bro.
Nah, they don't got to map that like that. I don't think so. I think this is dumb luck. Like, I think they like rubbing their hands like Birdman. I was like, they couldn't even draw this up. But it's just the personalities in hip hop. Like, you just have to be like, it's the only art genre that. The art don't mean more than the artist. You have to be as entertaining as your music.
Yeah.
You have to be as entertaining. You can't be a boring rapper. Yeah, it don't work. No. Chance the Rapper figured that shit out the hard way.
Yeah.
They got him the fuck up out of here. He dropped the album talking about how much he loved his wife, and they packed him.
Yeah,
and then his wife divorced him. Watch him be back now. Yeah, she left that nigga. She said,
he didn't leave that nigga. I thought I read that he left her.
Nah, I'm jacking. She left. You remember that shit he posted in Jamaica? He was dancing on that girl.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, this is the problem.
All she wrote.
You know, I'm like, being that we talking, I was going to go off into a whole nother rant, but I love this hip-hop conversation, man. But I'm just saying what I always say about women, man. Sometimes you just got to let a nigga be, man. You catch a nigga doing some wild shit. Not even wild shit. Dancing in Jamaica, to me, seems like you're being a tourist. Yeah. It doesn't seem like you out here wilding, in my opinion.
Yeah, there's only two things to do in Jamaica is dance and get high.
Yeah, so, like... I just let it look like he was enjoying his vacation to me, but yeah. If his wife did leave him and it was not the other way around, she's bugging.
I'm gonna tell you like this, bro.
I could've worked it out.
It's not, it had nothing to do with the cheating. It's the embarrassment. It's her friends talking about, That's it. The is powerful. If her friends is looking at her like she's a sucker. And she got to make an example of you. Yeah, unfortunately.
That couldn't be me.
Yeah, exactly. That's women's favorite thing to do. Yeah. Meanwhile, they know that's exactly them too. Yeah. It's just
no wild. Man, no man. So yeah, that's why I wouldn't be you. You ain't got a man.
Yeah, because I'm saying if I was a woman, that would be my right hook. Every time a bitch talk, I'd be like, wait, where's your man at? Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it. But they can't think like that. They also like, damn, this bitch is right. That nigga out here embarrassing. I'd rather have no man and not be embarrassed until you need some shit to get done. Until you walk in the dark alley.
Now you embarrassed. You ain't got no man. Yeah. She got a man.
You can't tell her nothing about that nigga. You tell you mind your business. She slap you in your mouth. You mind your business. Pop, out of your shit. Pop, man. Out of your business. Why are you talking about my man anyway?
Yeah, hell yeah. That's you want to fight. That's you.
She start looking around like Mr. Krabs. Like, wait, hold on. But Cuckoo said.
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah, man. That's when I knew shit was fucked up. My man's trying to say that was valid. That nigga was scared to stop y'all niggas. That's what it was. That's what it was.
Shout out to Slime, man. But yeah, Ice Spice. The reason why she's gonna whoop Mulatto every time is because number one, obviously she's from New York. Number two, she was at the Super Bowl. Number three, she got a song with Taylor Swift. Number four, she's at Coachella. I don't know what to tell you. Oh, I forgot. Number five, she got that co-sign from Alexander Wang. That's just...
Yeah.
Come on now. You can't... It's because Ice Spice is just more interesting. She just is. I don't... Like...
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, is some of this shit... Like, just if... Like, I don't know how to explain it, but is some of this shit really out of your control? Like, let's say you... let's say somebody... Like, if Lotto made... Ice Spice songs, like they was a Switch catalogs. I think Ice Spice would still be Ice Spice because I think just the way this shit works sometimes.
Yeah. I think she wouldn't still be. Yeah, she's just a star. She's just a star. She can't. Yo, Ice Spice from the beginning, she carried herself like y'all niggas can't fuck me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like she's bad, but like I'm not letting no average nigga fuck me.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. I think I see Mulatto on the spot. No disrespect to 21 Savage, even though she can't claim him publicly. No disrespect to 21 Savage, but I feel like you give me enough time.
I'm
at least getting her to kiss me on my lips. I can at least get that.
I hate Day 100%.
Yeah, easily. I could talk that bitch out of anything. Well, into anything. You know what I'm saying. But Ice Spice, I can't even get in her section.
Yeah. I can see what you're saying. Yeah, and I definitely would. Put that on her being from New York.
Yeah, that's the New York shit, man. New York bitches is unapproachable. Yeah. Like, you got to be really somebody. You got to be the man in your hood and another hood. She got to know who you are before you even get in the spot. Like, that's pretty much what it is. And that's the energy that she gives off. And like I said, man, and the thing is, you know, we close enough to her situation that we know it's not no magic button. It's like, it's the work. She's putting in the work. And she has a great team behind her. So it's not no industry plant, no nothing. Like I told you, the first time I seen her was on fucking a drill music subreddit. Like on some yeah, like this is the new that. Drill. Munch.
I definitely like, remember
like, what?
Shit, I was like, hold on now.
I was like, she got a fatty. And that was it. And now she's fucking she was at the Super Bowl. So I think Mulatto just gotta bow out. Mulatto did that cool shit. She came to Brooklyn. She shot like some music video there. Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. She came to the Bronx. She came to the Bronx. She shot some music video in the Bronx. And it's like, cool. It literally didn't make any noise.
Niggas ain't fucking with that?
Nah, like, I didn't even know what the song was. Like, it didn't do nothing.
Yeah. I mean, see, that's the only part I think hip-hop is missing. It's just that, like, these shits, like, they don't have big moments as far as, like, this shit went platinum or this shit went gold. Like,
yeah,
it really takes a while. Unless you one of them niggas, you know.
Yeah, like, nah, if you're not part of that fucking upper echelon, yeah. Like, it's not gonna happen for you.
Yeah, like,
and I think Ice Spice is gonna put herself in that position.
Yeah, well, yeah, when she drops, yeah. Like, you expect her shit to be platinum in a month.
I'm telling you right now, I would tell Ice Spice's team the same thing. No disrespect to her, but once she gets her lick off of music, transform her into something else. Get her into movies. Get her into something.
Oh, you didn't hear? Shorty, what did I do with my wallet? Shorty, supposed to be acting with Denzel Washington.
In which Denzel?
Bro, Denzel Washington. Bro, Bro, this is the best part. This is why radio, well, you probably could get this information somewhere else, but this is why I think radio, people should try to listen to the radio maybe like twice, three times a week. Just like while you're riding to work or from work or just wherever, to the gym or whatever. I'm listening to, I forgot whatever radio station. But they dead ass, one of the news was she's supposed to be in like a movie with Denzel Washington. Yeah. I don't think she's going to be a leading lady.
Nah,
but,
that's...
But nah, yeah.
Nah. Honestly, Lotto, pack it up.
That's how they broke the story, bro. They said her, Denzel Washington, something else. They said it's supposed to be like some type of like, not Equalizer, but it's some type of shit, like action.
Nigga,
something.
If they got her busting a gun, Lotto, I hope you packed the lunch. It's going to be a long day. They're going to have us shooting up Lotto tickets and that shit. Oh, man.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Rap, like, see, that's where I'm like, yeah, nah, this shit is diabolical.
Yeah,
niggas are putting subtle disses in movies.
Yeah, nah, it's over.
It's like, the shit I like. It's the shit I like.
You got to fight in your, it's over. They don't need my advice. They already know what to do. Drop that one album. Move on. Like, we acting now. Yeah, I'm not even going to rap. Man. I'm not even going to rap with you bitches no more. I'm going to cut your ass in a movie. I'm gonna go shoot a Lotto ticket.
Since we talking music still, bro, I hope you've seen this clip of fucking Uzi.
Oh please, I didn't know how to talk about this.
Yeah, I think we should do like a little disclaimer because I can't front. When I watched it and I had my first thoughts, I was like, "Whoa, this shit may come off the wrong way, as if like I'm attacking the community." And by no means is I'm gonna
attack the community.
I was just really thrown off.
But not the community. first things first, I'm attacking hip hop off rip. You know what? But this is why.
Yeah.
When that song Corvette came out, that nigga Uzi got into a fit. He called that little man, he called that boy, he called that dude a rat. He was like, all right, take me off the song, that nigga's a rat. Fast forward, 2024.
Yeah.
You tell us, they call that shit a death drop? That's what that shit is?
Yeah,
my man had one of his legs folded behind his back. Yo, what? That's hip hop.
Yeah,
Corvette, and that nigga career is over. Corvette.
Yeah, he's definitely. He was a kid. It wasn't like they caught like a 30-year-old man snitching. I think it was a kid. But nah, I didn't look at it that way. And you right. There's no way to point the finger at somebody and be like, "Yo, my man, I can't stand next to you doing that." And then you go and do something that hip-hop doesn't align with.
That's not hip hop.
Yeah, like,
literally because they couldn't do that in hip hop. So they had to make their own shit called Vogan. And my man.
Yeah, he was full. But see, and that's what gets me about like these artists and shit. I'm like, yo, do these niggas, like, it's no, I don't think Uzi deep down was like, yo, this is something I like to do. That's another thing.
Where he learned that from?
I'm telling you, you know why he learned that shit, man. I think, and you gotta stay relevant, man. So you gotta do shit.
Don't gotta do that.
You gotta do shit. I ain't gonna lie.
I might be wrong. He might have to do that. What was his last hit record?
I'm telling you, bro.
No. He got that I Just Want to Rock shit.
Yeah.
But he don't got to do that.
You know how they say, like, weed is a gateway drug to, like, horror shit? I think that hip shit, remember niggas was saying what they were saying? I'll never shake my hips in the club. That shit is crazy. That nigga is voguing now. Nigga, that hip shit is a gateway drug to start doing crazy shit.
One of his legs. I couldn't
believe that, bro.
NFL.
I couldn't believe that.
Then he got it. He almost came out the closet. He said, you didn't see that part?
No.
He said, turn the music off. He was like, yo, I wanted to tell y'all this for the longest. And he like did a dramatic pause. I love you guys. I love all my fans. Bro, I'm telling you, go watch that video. That nigga was about to come out.
He was probably holding the mic with two hands, huh?
Yeah, I
can tell.
His sleeves was man long too.
Folk like a chicken wing.
Come on, man. That's not hip hop. That's music.
That's not hip hop.
What song was he performing,
bro? So I can't even tell you, man. Because I'm watching it because you know the headlines is like, Uzi something Uzi Vogan or whatever. So, like, a lot of the times when I'm scrolling through Instagram, I'm usually a place where I can't listen to everything out loud. So, I'm just seeing this nigga literally voguing. I'm like, then I see that little drop shit. I'm like, nah, bro.
That nigga hit the finishing move of the Vogue, nigga. That's how you let niggas
go. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I ain't playing. I ain't joking.
I got no bones. That's the shit.
Oh, come on, man. That shit is crazy.
I don't know, man. I must say I'm definitely entertained by what's going on right now. Because it's a lot going on. It's a lot going on. And I'm glad it's not violent.
Like, I laughed so hard, my fucking headphone came off.
Yeah, I'm telling you. This nigga, bro. But I couldn't believe what I saw.
Yeah. I'm going to ask, and this is why I love podcasting, and this is why I think we need more, like, guest hosts. I want to ask somebody from that community if they Jack and Uzi.
Yeah.
Because he has bars talking about, how could you think that little Uzi's gay? I just fucked three bitches in the day or some shit like that.
Yeah.
He's been clearly like letting niggas know he's not gay on record. So is this a mockery?
Is it like a nigga that's not Crip doing a Crip walk?
Yeah, that's how I would feel if I'm them. It's like, yo, you spent like the last 3 years telling niggas you ain't Crip, and then you get on the stage and start Crip walking.
They wouldn't have a problem with it. That's mockery.
They would have a problem with
it. That's mockery.
They could. What are you
start talking like that? Why are you talking like that?
Exactly. So I need somebody from that culture, and it's going to be Azalea Banks, and she's going to let niggas know that Uzi's the F word. She on Beyonce's ass right now.
I can imagine, bro.
She don't like that shit. Also, ASAP Rocky dissed Drake.
He said
he fucked his baby moms first.
That's what, right? I was trying to decipher what that nigga was saying But I don't know. Like, isn't like Drake's baby mom's like a porn star or some shit?
Yeah,
or was.
Yeah,
definitely. I mean, like,
and he's like, both.
I feel like that's both saying that,
but like, no disrespect to Rihanna or anything. I have no problem with women dating around, but like, you can't be with Rihanna telling niggas you hit somebody else's bitch first. Some niggas gotta like just look at themselves and like,
and yeah, and be like, yeah, like, yeah,
I can't say that bar. Somebody else can say it, but I can't say that bar.
Yeah,
because then what happens if Leonardo DiCaprio start
wild or that what the other nigga wasn't she with some
Indian nigga?
Yeah, Is that the Redick nigga? Who's the Redick nigga?
Oh, that's what's her name? Serena.
Oh. Who's the Indian nigga?
He's some Indian nigga. I don't know what he does.
Oh, yeah,
he dated her too. And then you got Chris Brown and Drake. So
yeah.
Like, I'm not saying she fucked all these people, but come on now. Like,
yeah, like what we doing?
Said, bagging Rihanna is like a generational thing. Like, you did the right thing. You're the only one that did the right thing. You bagged her and impregnated her. That's your girl. I respect that. But like, you can't be the nigga to say I hit it first. Then somebody else is gonna say it about you, and then you're gonna get in your feelings, bro.
Bro, and that's honestly, I don't know if this is from growth, but like, that's something I really been thinking about lately. I'm like, yo, cause damn, what was the last thing I forgot what it came? Oh yeah, it was when niggas was joking on Jalen Green joint, Drea, yeah, and I'm just like, yo, bro, like, I get it. When we was growing up, that used to be a thing. Like, oh yeah, that's my old work. But like, when you start like just understanding how this world works now, especially in a more sexual liberated society we live in, yeah, like, people out here fucking.
Yeah, I'm not giving women a pass to be a hoes, but
nigga. It's not like you feel me. I don't feel like it's no longer a diss to a nigga to be like, you, yeah, that's old work,
unless you're 17.
Yeah, you feel me?
Yeah, like, unless you just started fucking, then I understand. Yeah. Like, once you hit 30 and the women around you already got kids, they already been in 4 or 5 relationships. And again, women, I'm not talking about the hoes. I'm not talking about women that are out here like selling their pussy. That's not what we're talking about. I'm talking about a woman that lived her life. She's in her 30s now. Of course, you're going to have a couple of boyfriends, a couple of niggas that she gave an opportunity to and they squandered it. Cool. So when niggas start to, hey, I hit it first shit, look at your bitch face.
Yeah.
And you decide if you want to open that box. And if you decide to do that, then okay, so be it. But a lot of you niggas can't say that. And I think we should honestly, once you pass like 28, your mentality.
That's not the same.
You point one finger, there's 3 fingers pointing back at you. That's literally going to be you. Because I'm telling you, if niggas want to act crazy, ASAP, that bar is going to apply to you too. And you're not gonna like it because that's the mother of your children. So don't do that. But I do respect him for defending Rihanna though, because Drake was bugging the fuck out. That nigga, like, he clearly is upset that Rihanna got herself a man. So shout out ASAP, that's New York nigga, man.
Yeah, shout out, definitely some New York shit. I'm glad he did that. That's definitely one for the team. Oh, speaking of some New York shit, fucking in the beginning of the Drake diss, he got that Who Kids dropping there. Come on, what'd you know about that, man?
Yeah, 50 seemed like he on Drake's side because he could relate.
Yeah, you know, but he don't fuck with Ross, and the niggas ain't fuck with him right now.
The difference with 50 is, and this is why Drake might actually be more legendary, is that 50 punched 20 niggas in their face. Drake got punched by 20 niggas.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah, that's the difference.
Yeah. So if he comes out of this shit, this might put him like where niggas can't reach him no more. Like right now, you can kind of grab Drake and pull him down. But if he survives this and comes out on top, there's no debate. There's no debate no more. He's the guy. It's over. So this is one of those moments where y'all niggas better come with your best shots. Because if y'all fuck up, you're not getting another opportunity to fuck with this nigga.
Now, Drake should drop his Black album.
Oh, that's what
he should drop his Black album.
I don't think he got it in him, though.
You don't think so?
I don't think Drake know how to make an album of bars. I think he's too commercial. Like, all his songs, even like we said earlier with the diss track, all his songs fit gotta be a song. Like,
yeah.
I don't think he knows how to just lyrical exercise, just get in the boot. Like J. Cole and Kendrick do this in their sleep. Like, that's 90% of their albums.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna show y'all niggas how ill I can rap words. I can't tell you the last time I seen Drake do that.
Yeah.
But then again, I don't listen to his discography enough to know. Because they said that Dark Tape demo shit, that was like him just rapping. And I probably can't tell you
something. Those shits, I'm not really I really got to listen to those, because I think those are probably the ones where he's supposedly, like, you know, stretching his arms on those. But
but
I don't know.
I don't know if he has a Black album in him. That I think Kendrick do.
He got to hit these niggas with the encore, like, yo. Or like, fuck it, y'all niggas is so like sick of me. All right, let's see if y'all can survive without me.
Yeah, he's all doing that. That's the same thing. Y'all niggas swim If I'm not there,
yeah,
I'm telling you, if I'm yo, Drake, give me a call, bro. I know you got the act shit going on, and me and act probably not gonna see eye to eye. I'm just here to be a consultant. All this goes out to all of y'all. I honestly think I have the brains. I got my man Tune with me. He's an artist, yeah, so he can give me the insight.
I definitely heard you say a lot of things that I think could definitely work.
Listen, Snoop Dogg, you already on Mount Everest in terms of popularity, but my nigga, I would just start doing mad audiobooks. I'll start doing mad voiceover shit. Snoop Dogg, I'm in all the cartoons. I'm in all the Disney movies because his voice is like so recognizable. Yeah. That's Snoop. I play the next like whatever anime shit they got going on. I'm making an anime. I'm a Dragon Ball Z character. That's Snoop in Chinese. You see what I'm saying? Japanese. Sorry, that was racist. Anime is Japanese. My bad. But yeah, so I got a lot of ideas for these niggas. And the only reason why I can't use it on my people is because we not lit yet. But once we get lit, ain't no more free ideas.
Yeah, 100%.
Man, Tune gonna be at the fucking Grammys. They gonna be called the Toonies when we done with that shit.
Yeah, running it up.
Yeah, we gonna have our own award show.
I get me one of those things, man. I'm gonna start talking like Drake.
I'm telling you, man. Drake got a lot of liberty to talk because he's that dude, bro.
It breaks my heart though because nigga ain't from New York. But as much as I give flack to like you know New York teams like the Knicks and the Giants, outside of the sports realm, or even sometimes with music, I give New York a hard time. But like I'm a New York guy, man. I don't like that. You know, a Canadian guy is like the guy in hip hop, but I respect it.
Whose fault is that?
Jay-Z's fault, nigga. Fuck you retired for?
Nah, nigga, he was not. Come on now. Niggas did not want to hear Jay-Z.
Yeah, rap forever, nigga.
Nah, come on now.
Who's the oldest? You got to sign a nigga from New York, nigga.
Like who?
Teach him the way.
Who, nigga?
Fabio, nigga.
Come on now. Him and Fabio Danny the same age, bro. that nigga signed a mace.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Shout out Fabio though. The last time I heard Fabio, he was rapping. He was on that Meek shit.
He was on that Meek shit, man. This nigga Meek, bro.
Yo, I'm gonna tell you like this. It's hard being Meek, man. And I respect Meek a lot. Because Meek ain't scared. Get up, Rock.
Yeah, that nigga. And you know, that's the crazy part, bro. It's just like, I know he don't do this shit on purpose, and I hate that they do it to him because, like, it's nothing wrong with a black man having fun, bro. Everything they get on him about, it looks like he's just trying to enjoy his life, man. That's
what I said. I fuck with Meek because he's just living his life. And y'all niggas is on this dick. Y'all nigga can't enjoy fun. Wrestling is fake as shit. He knows it's fake as shit. Yeah. He's there with his son. He got to play the part. Get up, right? Yeah, come on now. That niggas is so, yo. But the thing about the internet is once they on your ass, bro, they on your ass. He can survive it all. He survived it all.
He definitely can. For a nigga that definitely see like a crash dummy sometimes, bro, I put myself in this position. Like, you know, when I contemplate if I really do want this rap shit. And I'll be like, I don't know if I could be as strong all the time. I would probably leave the internet and just make music and then come back from time to time. But that nigga, he keeps the shit active for the most part and just takes the ridicule.
The two times, if I was Meek, I knew I would have lost my career, was when he ran into 6ix9ine, I definitely would have lost my career, right? And that, not even because me as myself has an issue with 6ix9ine, but it was how disrespectful 6ix9ine was to me. I would have had to crash. Like that moment, I would have lost everything. And that the Diddy shit.
I would have personally.
I have enough money. I would have personally went to fucking Academic's house. And I would have beat him with my bare hand. Like I would have lost everything. Those two moments is when I realized that Meek is unstoppable. Meek is unstoppable. Son. And niggas gotta understand, it's niggas that go to the barbershop and they get skipped and they don't say anything. And Meek Mill is on the internet and niggas is telling him every 3 seconds that he's gay. So I don't want to hear niggas say nothing. Shout out Meek Mill.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, man. That getting skipped at the barbershop is definitely... Definitely, that's crazy.
I seen the niggas, y'all think it's tough, go to the barbershop, and they sound like a mouse when they're in there. They don't say nothing.
Yeah, man, you can't play around in there. Well, man, shit, is that all we got for hip-hop? I ain't gonna lie, man. Hip-hop has been very entertaining, man. From last Sunday to this Sunday, I definitely have been entertained, to say the least.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's enough, man. I think we gave our fans, you know, something to hold them over until we can all link up again. And this has been great. It's been a great episode of Gas Money. You got anything you want to say to them before we roll up out of here?
Yeah, nah, I think you're right. I think we definitely did wonderful, man, speaking on everything that needed to be spoken on.
All right, well, y'all have a good rest of y'all day, and we'll be back in the flesh soon enough. I hope y'all enjoy the, I guess you call this a Zoom pod, but Chubb's going to chef this shit up and have it out to y'all, and we're gonna see what's going on.
Yes, sir-ski.
All right, bro. Peace.
Peace.